And I'll start and end with the bell. So remember, we're not really going to do a meditation practice tonight. We're just going to do this little psychological experiment and see how that goes. I think you'll find this to be interesting. And so for simplicity terms, we'll use the object of breathing. So just taking a moment to familiarize yourself with your own ability to pay attention. So just see for yourself that right now you actually have the ability to pay attention. It's a resource that is available to you. See if you can just kind of check that out for a moment or two. And so choosing to put the attention on the sensations of rising and falling with the in and out breath, best to do this at the chest area or the belly, because you can really feel that. So for the next minute or two, see if you can pay attention to, make contact with the direct knowing, the direct felt sense of breathing in, sustaining your attention with the full length of the in-breath. Breathing out. Seeing if you can sustain your attention with the full length of the out-breath. Breathing out. And remember, it's not even the breath, it's breathing. Breathing is moving, it's changing, it's dynamic. It's always there. So just for the next few minutes, see if you can just really connect and sustain your attention with the felt sense of your breathing body. So as we're training our attention to rest and to sustain contact with the felt sense of breathing in, breathing out, see if you can also be aware of the Vedana of breathing, whether the breathing is pleasant or unpleasant, or perhaps neither, or maybe you just have indifferent feelings about the breathing, it's just sort of there. But whether you categorize it as pleasant, unpleasant, or neither, just be very clear that you are still feeling it. The breath is felt. The breath is also known. You feel that you're breathing. You know that you're breathing. And as the Buddha starts in his discourse on mindfulness, he says right at the onset of the teaching, breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out. So you can inquire, how do you know that you are breathing in? How do you know that you're breathing out? How do you know that your mind wanders off of the breath? How do you know that? That is perception. It's how you're perceiving the experience. You're perceiving the in-breath. The in-breath is like this. This is how it feels. This is what it's like. The out-breath is like this. Breathing out is like this. And so bringing to mind the past, everything that has happened before this moment, how do you know that there is a past? How do you know about the past? So just sending the mind into the past and just seeing what emerges. Memories, feelings. Maybe you're remembering things from today, or perhaps you're making contact with memories that are so distant. Maybe you're modulating back and forth between recent memories, far extended memories. And see if you can notice or recognize that you have particular feelings about these memories. Some of them are a pleasant memory, unpleasant memory, and different memories. And so you're able to do this because of perception, because of the mind's ability to perceive and to remember and to reflect the past. All that has which already happened. Now see if you can also let the mind, extending the mind and attention into the future. How do you know that there is a future? How do you know that there are things you will do tomorrow, next week, next year? Notice that you have particular feelings about the future. You might have some fear or anxiety about something that's going to happen tomorrow. You might have a sense of hope or something that you're looking forward to that will be pleasant. And the odd thing here is that, as you know already, everything that has happened in the past has already happened. It's over and it's gone. And everything you perceive or imagine about the future is completely, totally fabricated. You actually have no idea what's going to happen at all. Every perception, thought about the future is just a projection of fear, an expectation, a hope, a worry, a concern. And just seeing if you can actually let go of both the past and the future and just fully feel into this moment. How do you even know that there is a now? The body, feelings. And if you let go, if you unhook your mind's attention from the past and the future, what's left? Not a lot. There's just this body. There's breathing. There's five physical senses. There's thinking. And then there's knowing. There's knowing all of this. That's it. And what makes this so difficult, you might notice right now, is the mind, your experience probably has a wanting to do something for or about. The mind wants to make a plan, wants to fix something, wants to make sure something happens. Schedule something. Remember to not forget something. See if you can just become familiar with the mind's tendency to do. It's very stressful, confusing. See if you can let that, really let that be. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, nobody to be, just this body, just this breath. Just this feeling. Just this perception or perspective or idea about what is happening now. And what you could or should or might do about that. Rising and passing away in every moment. So to be mindful of this, fully aware, fullness of mind. This is all there is, this is all there ever has been, and this is all there ever will be. It's a present time experience and your attitude and relationship with that experience. So see if you can really be kind and friendly, curious and open. And just being open to the idea that maybe you actually just don't even really have a clue anyway, and it doesn't even matter. And just seeing if you can cultivate that in silence for the last 5 minutes of the practice this evening. And before we end, to just take a moment to reflect, what is the difference between right now and the moment that we began this practice session? The only thing that has happened is things have changed moment by moment. Things are different. Might be same in many ways.